With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Student anti-Israel protesters at U.S. college campuses are vowing to keep their demonstrations going. But some schools are shutting down encampments as there are reports of anti-Semitic activity there.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Meanwhile, former Congressman John Campbell, a Republican of California, describes as astounding the development of the open anti-Semitism in the U.S. in a very short period of time.
This is within the last, I want to say, almost 8 years or so, 10 years, something like that, that this kind of activity could come up and not be universally shunned, universally just repulsed.
Former Congressman Campbell spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he's hopeful the Federal Reserve can bring down inflation without causing a recession, but he wouldn't rule out other possibilities such as stagflation. Stagflation occurs when the economy is weak or in recession, yet prices continue to move steadily upward. In an interview with the AP at a Chase branch opening in the Bronx, Dimon says he remains cautious about the economy. The character performers at Disneyland in California say they have filed a petition for union recognition. The organizing effort comes more than four decades after their peers at Disney Parks in Florida joined a union. A lot of it has to do with Disneyland resort workers' proximity to Hollywood, experts say. This is SRN News. Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told by pastors on the ground that evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. Hindu nationalism inside India has driven attacks on Christians for the past decade, and conditions are only getting worse. Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparations and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops has rejected the plan, saying it discriminates against victims outside of church circles. The Spanish Catholic Church recently apologized for abuse. This is SRN News. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he thinks workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga made a mistake by voting to unionize under the United Auto Workers.
Before the vote, Lee and five other Southern Republican governors spoke out publicly against the campaign. They argued that if auto workers were to vote for union representation, it would jeopardize jobs. Instead, the union wound up pulling 73% of the vote at a facility whose workers had narrowly rejected the union in 2019 and 2014.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Next up, workers at Mercedes factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, will vote on UAW representation in May. Today is Sunday, April the 28th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former Secretary of State James Baker. He is 94 years old. Actor and singer Ann Margaret turns 83 today. This is SRN News.